أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وغشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. صدق الله العظيم.
So beautiful and so good, Tajweed.
Allah reward you and your teacher. MashaAllah. Very good.
Take it. Bring me a Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the 18th juz of the Quran Kareem, the surah starts. It is known as Al-Mu'minun, the surah of the believers. But the surah doesn't start with Al-Mu'minun. It starts with Qad Aflah Al-Mu'minun. That indeed those who believe, belief has the meaning of to believe, to accept, to submit, to be able to rely on an unseen system and to totally, totally submit. Submitting in salah alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Submitting with regards to things that have no benefit, futile. Walladhina hum anil laghwi mu'ridun. Slowly, slowly they pull away from that which is futile. Ready to give zakat although they have so much of love for their wealth. Walladhina hum liz zakati fa'ilun. Thereafter Allah tabarak ta'ala says, and amongst the signs of the believers is, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. We are speaking of those people who when the whole world falls into immodesty, this is a group that holds on to their modesty. They who are hafiz, hafiz means a protector, very, very concerned, very worried about the usage of that which Allah has created of their private areas. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ. Allah تبارك تعالى says, we allowed it to be utilized in haram, halal avenues. But if a person now goes looking for a haram avenue to utilize, to take out his desire, his lust, Allah تبارك تعالى says, then that's not a believer. That is one who has gone past the limits. So this surah starts it with that. And then the next surah, which is Surah Noor, is what we're going to discuss now. Umar radiallahu anhu many a time would say, teach the woman Surah Noor. The surah is like devoted, where it also applies to the men, but it seems this surah has been devoted to the woman. For which reason, where Allah tabarak ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it is one place in Quran, say to the believing men, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say to the believing woman, I need you to do more than even the men. What that more is, it's going to come just now. Must remember, amal, practice requires ilm, knowledge. But when knowledge comes alone, it doesn't always result into amal. When knowledge comes coupled with love, that the one who is saying, we have a lot of love, a lot of azmat, a lot of respect. For Allah, tabarakatullah, there is, every believer has this love. So if a normal person has to tell that the man must do something and the woman must do and she must do more, naturally, everyone feels, don't be unfair. They tell my brother to do it, why I must do it? At one time, a certain place, some women were attacked. A man attacking a woman is not right at all. But one of the leaders said that, I beg the woman that if you all can please cover your bodies, then we won't be having this issue so much. Don't go out at certain times in such a manner. So the woman of that place got very upset. We're living in a world like that, where minds are corrupted. And then the woman said that, why are you always telling us what to do? Tell the man, he mustn't go out. Tell the man, he must look down. Tell the man. So those women became upset with the man because they thought it was a man telling them, stay at home, cover yourselves when you go out. This surah is to show that it is not any man telling the woman. This is the creator of man and the creator of woman. And Allah tabarak ta'ala, no one can say Allah is not just. So Allah tabarak ta'ala will speak to the men. But when Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks to the woman, he asks for a little extra, which we will come to. But how the surah starts, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, Suratun anzalnaha, a surah which we have sent down. Wafaradnaha, we have decreed, meaning this is a surah of laws. In this surah, there's not much qasas. This is a surah of laws. And when the law comes, it comes with severity also. Sternness. But when Allah tabarak ta'ala gives a stern law also, Allah is Allah, even that comes with love. So the surah shows love even to that girl or that boy who committed the worst act in Islam, the act of zina. The surah shows Allah loves that one also. How he shows it? The surah starts that if a man or a woman has committed relations out of marriage, if they were unmarried, then fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma, lash each one of them 100 times. If they are married, they will be stoned to death. But Allah tabarak ta'ala never even mentioned that. The reason of not even mentioning it, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam applying it, was so to say that I cannot even mention if a woman is married and she committed zina. Meaning a Muslim woman married, she'll never do that. This is Quran. That yes, if a girl and a boy was not married, sometimes they fall into relations out of marriage. But married, can't happen. Can't happen. So let me not even worry about it. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, if it happens, what's the punishment? Stoning to death. But look at Quran. It can't happen. How can a believer married also and still commit an act? So definitely they're unmarried. They committed the act, lashed them 100 times. That's a very big action they did. But Quran shows that every girl and every boy doesn't commit zina. So in a town where you got 100 people, maybe one or two will commit it. But the remaining 98, what we know about them is, they'll talk about it. So 98 will talk and two will do. Allah tabarak ta'ala gave In our Quran, it will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 lines speaking about the punishment of the one who committed adultery. Thereafter, Allah Tabarakatala mentions in our Quran 7 lines, or not 7 lines, like 4 lines, but in a very severe manner. What about the 98 people? 98 people who will start immediately talking. And in that 98, gossip, panchat, you know what? Hey, you know I got some story for you. Who says that? From that 98, sometimes it's 28 which will be men, and the remaining will be the woman. Women are masters. If you tell a woman it's a secret, it means tell everyone. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, "Oh, Nabi of Allah, you know my wife heard." That's all. Allah's Nabi never told him, "Go and tell her it's a secret." He said, "Finished. She heard. Okay. Everyone knows about it." Meaning, even if you go and tell her it's a secret, even worse then. She'll start itching more now. She'll tell her friend, "You know what? It's a secret. Don't tell anyone." And then that one will tell someone else, "Don't tell this one I told you because she told me it's a secret." And the secret just goes. Panchat. Ramadan was to come to say that you learned how to control so many things. Can you control your mind and your tongue? In today's time, the finger. We forward faster than we delete nowadays. We forward faster than we delete. So Allah Tabarakatala says, if ever it happens that people accuse a chaste woman of the evil act, or maybe she did the act, who knows? But they accused her. Allah Tabarakatala says, then I want them to bring 4 witnesses. Now obviously to find 4 witnesses is very hard. Because you saw the boy and the girl walking together, talking together, holding hands, going in the flat, coming out. But you never saw them engaging in the act itself. So your witnesses will say they spend the night in the same room. Say, that's not zina. Where are you going to find 4 witnesses who said we saw the whole act? So Allah Tabarakatala doesn't say tell them bring. He says those who accuse and they can't bring. Meaning you're not going to bring. There the punishment was if they were found guilty, 100 lashes. That was zina. Here the punishment is فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا. Lash them 80 times. There it was 100. That was zina. Here it's accusing of zina, talking of zina, lash 80 times. Even if they committed it, but you can't bring witnesses. You are worthy of being lashed. وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. After today, whenever they will come to bear witness, the judge will say, sorry, you messed up one time. Allah has said, must never accept your shahadat again. Allah Tabarakatala says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. That you think the one who made zina is a fasiq. Allah Tabarakatala said, this one is the fasiq. This one is the fasiq. It's a unique thing, this. Where 2 people will do the evil act, 98 will talk. Quran spoke to all 100. But Quran was more severe with the 98 than the 2. The one who commits the act, they naturally feel bad after. They cry, that's already got tawbah. The one who talks, where they make tawbah? It pleases them to talk again and again and again. When the people who committed it know that people are talking about it, they become so sad. They feel so bad. Their hearts break. Sometimes in a broken heart, Allah descends. As for the one who broke the heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that one who goes searching for the fault of the believers. And he doesn't desist. He says, a time will come where Allah will disgrace him in his own family. Allah will disgrace him. This surah was to show, oh woman, especially woman, as I told you, this surah is noor. Noor means light. Men, they're not so worried about being shiny face. Women are worried. Does my face have that shine? If it's not got a shine, I need makeup. Get a shine. You hardly see men putting on makeup. They are bothered. But a woman is worried of the shine. The surah is called, you want to shine, shine for Allah. Surah An-Nur. I will make you shine in the world. But you will have to avoid zina. And you will have to avoid accusing, talking of zina. Neither must you do the act. Neither must you take enjoyment in talking about someone who did the act. You are a believer. That's your son. That's your daughter. That's your sister. That's your brother. If it was your own sister or brother, how you would wish no one knows about it. Allah Ta'ala said, so you're similar. Because if you don't stop, we found today the habit of WhatsApp is, because internet is free, to send a message is faster than making a phone call. And to forward to all contacts, that's faster than even the blink of an eye. And when the news comes out later on that nothing happened, then the person says, I only forwarded. Surah Nur is going to show no such thing as only forwarded. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kafa bil mar'i kathiba. It is more than sufficient for us to regard that man, that woman as a liar. Ay yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. That whatever she or he hears, they narrate. Soon as they hear it, they say, You know what? The what? See, I don't know, but. And that's how it starts. That I don't know is like that line to show I'm not responsible, you know. But. If you don't ever control yourself, and you just carry on forwarding, a day will come where it can get so severe. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala shows how severe it can get. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ. Once upon a time, there was a group of people who came with the greatest lie. أُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said it was a jamaat from you. You would never have thought someone could speak such a lie. But when the tongue is loose, greatest lie was what? When the purest of this ummah, Siddiqa, the daughter of Siddiq, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was left behind on a journey. She got left behind. Allah kept her behind. And she finds herself in the morning and everyone is gone and she's wondering, where are they? They left me. And they thought she was in that Hodaj of hers, carriage. So they picked it up, they put it on the camel and they carried on. It is only perhaps when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to see her, he finds she's not here. Where's my Aisha? Now we don't know where she is. The last time we picked it up, are you going to go all the way back? In a desert, if you just move from your spot, a group who comes later on to the same spot won't see you because the dunes go up and down. Everything is like a mountain. So Aisha radiallahu anha realizes her only way of safety is to stay in the same place where the caravan mark was. Hopefully someone will come on the same path looking for her. Little bit to the right, little bit to the left, you're gone. She stays there and she sleeps away. In the heat, what happens? You fall asleep, no food. Half a day journey back, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had always appointed you someone to come half a day journey back. So if anything was left by the caravan, anything, he will pick it up and he'll carry on. And as he comes on the same tracks, following the tracks, he sees something left there. So he goes and he realizes, hey, this is someone. Aisha radiallahu anha's face, her face was open. So he recognized her. But what a word when she describes the incident. One of the long incidents in all the books of Ahadith, when she describes it, she says, he recognized me because he had seen me before the laws of hijab were revealed. Which means after the law of hijab was revealed, no man was going to look at my face. Not because the man was told, look down, because Allah had ordered us to cover our faces. So as soon as the Sahabi radiallahu anhu sees her, recognizes her, he says, Inna lillah. And she hears the Inna lillah, and what's the first thing she does? She immediately draws the veil over her face. And he looks the other way. Now he's in such a dilemma. Does he leave her here? How can he leave her? She'll die. Does he approach her? How can he approach her alone with a woman? Finally, he goes and he takes the camel without talking and he makes the camel sit. He ties it to something and he moves away. And Aisha radiallahu anha understands what he means is, oh, my mother, get onto the camel. No talk. No talk. Who he was? He was a man whose mention was going to be made in Quran. Pure. And who she was? She was the mother of the pure. But still no talk. No talk. In respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's my mother, definitely. But I'm alone with her now. No way I'll talk. He makes the camel sit. He moves. She jumps onto the camel. When he realizes she's on the camel, he will walk, he will lift up the camel, no talk. And he will continue. She says, on the journey, I never spoke to him, he never spoke to me. He never even looked in my direction. If I needed to relieve myself or it was the time of salah, I would make an indication or salah time, he would just stop. He would bring the camel, he would tie it, and he would go away. I would get off, I would do my work, I would come, he would realize that now I need to get back on the camel, he would come, make it sit, he would move away, I would get on the camel. There was not one talk right until he brings her into Madina Munawwara. Pure. In that, he and she taught the world what was known as modesty of the first era. Modesty. How she covered, how he behaved. Not even what was known as the talk of necessity. Oh, my mother, are you okay? Yes, my son, no problem. Oh, my mother, what should we do? Oh, my mother, you need to stop here. Not even a talk. Because he realized at the moment I'm alone with my mother. When I'm alone, even talking to my mother is no-no. Although she's the mother of the believers. Even talking, it's no-no. Even talking. But Allah Ta'ala made people talk. It's an amazing thing. Even if you're the purest of the pure people, if they don't ever control their tongues in the normal arena, they will not know how to control their tongues in a pure arena. So as soon as they came, the hypocrites, already on this journey, many things happened that made the hypocrites very upset. Many things happened. And now when you're burning, you look at any opportunity. Burning, burning, this hypocrite grabs an opportunity. Because everyone is talking, Aisha is not here. They are so worried, radiallahu anha. Where is she? And when the news comes, she has been found, where everyone is so excited. When a man who is burning doesn't get excited. So he immediately lit the fire. And he started telling the people that last night was a hectic night. Last night was a hectic night. They were alone in the deserts. Do you know how close they got? It's an amazing thing, this hypocrite Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He lit the fire, but he never said the word. He lit the fire, but he never said. Later on, when they were going to lash the people who accused, he never got lashing. He never got lashing. Because he knew how to talk. So he says, you know what could have happened? But he never accused. But that sentence of his, which was so deadly, you know, maybe, that sentence went wild. When the sentence went wild, innocent people started playing on their tongue. Allah Tabarakatala says, a time came, اِثْتَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, when you received it with your tongues, and your mouths began saying things which you had no tahqiq knowledge about. You had not researched, you had not investigated, but you were saying it. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا, you regarded it as something so trivial. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, but by Allah it was so severe. Why could it not happen? إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ, when you heard it. And this is how me and you must behave when someone gets accused. You could have easily said, مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا, it's not right for us to talk like this. Ya'idhukumullah. Allah Tabarakullah said, Allah today gives you advice. Anta'udu limithlihi, so that you don't ever make the mistake again. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are really the believer who I'm speaking to. Meaning one time they spoke, then they accused the purest of pure. Allah Tabarakullah said, I forgave you in the end of the day. But now I have given you advice, don't do it again. Don't do it. So lesson number one of the surah. Allah save us from zina. And Allah save us from ever talking about zina. If someone comes and says, you know what? Rather say, I don't want to know what. If the message comes on the phone, instead of forwarding, rather delete. Why? Because my Allah said, it's not nice that you speak like this. It's not nice. Especially when you have not researched the matter. If you're the judge, then you will tell the people, investigate this. Because if they are guilty, they have to be punished. And if you're not the judge, then why talk? Let it fall. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, do not walk on the footsteps of the devil. Meaning he would love you to forward this message. He would love your tongue to be utilized to spread it more. But when the time of punishment comes, you're going to get punished. He's laughing. You're going to get punished. So this was the beginning. Allah Tabarakullah would say, because remember I told you at the ending, those who were good, but they made the mistake, they got lashed. As for Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he started it, but he never got lashed because he never said it clearly. He was too sly. Allah Tabarakullah said, they should not think they got away. Lu'inu fi dunya wal akhirah. In this world and in the year after, my curse has fallen on them. Sometimes me and you forward a message. No one will know who started the forwarding. That's a unique thing. There's no way they can pick up who started. Boys do this with girls nowadays. I got a picture. I sent it to my friend. Everyone is looking at it. She's crying. She can commit suicide later on. The police have to investigate where it came from. You can't find. There will be many times where the one started it, no one knows. Allah Tabarakullah said, curse of Allah in this world and the year after. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ, on that day, when the tongue, the hands, the feet, all will bear witness against the person of what he or she had done. That you think no one in the world, no one knew who sent it. Allah knew. Allah knew. A boy or a girl cried after that. People laughed. The message was all over. Someone said, I'll kill myself. I can't face my friends. Why? This is Surah Noor. That if you want to shine, you do not behave like a dark person. A person whose heart is dark feels nothing for anyone. A person whose heart is illuminated, that person is a person of mercy and worry. Don't want to mock others because that others could be your own also. That is the beginning of the surah. Now comes the main subject of the surah. That how I want you to behave so that you don't ever commit zina, O people of Iman. And that you don't make it easy for someone to accuse you of committing. You don't commit. And you don't make it easy for someone to doubt you. You'll find this with men, women, both of them. The husband says, you don't trust me. But on his phone, he got so many codes and digits that for that wife just to check up his messages, she needs the FBI to open that phone. He says, you don't dare open my messages. It's private, confidential. And then he says, you don't trust me, but you don't trust me. No one's supposed to trust themselves. Man not supposed to trust himself. And then on the other side, you get a woman who says to her husband, you don't trust me. You think I'm messing around. The surah is to say that it's got nothing to do with trusting and messing around and not messing around. Allah Tabarakullah says, I want you to do certain things so that you don't ever commit the act and you don't make it easy for anyone to accuse you of committing the act. Law number one, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, this whole thing got to do, qad aflaha al-mu'minun, if you are a believer, only then you're going to say, my Allah spoke. O people of Iman, la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum. If something is not your house, then do not just enter it without getting permission. That is much better. You'll wonder, how can you just enter a house without getting permission? But sometimes we have a house which is not our house. Meaning it's my brother's house, it's not my house. He even gave me the key in case something happens, but it doesn't become my house. It's my neighbor's house, but it's not my house. It's my cousin's house, not my house. Allah Ta'ala said, don't ever enter a house without permission. If there's no one in the house, don't enter until permission is given. Because you might enter. Permission wasn't given. Maybe the woman's clothing was lying on the bed. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala never wanted you to look at it. Maybe something private was left in the house. You had the key, but it's not your house. Although you had the key. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, don't enter. Don't enter. Until permission doesn't come from somewhere. Don't just be so relaxed. It's my house. It's not your house. And if there is someone in the house, وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِرْجِعُوا, who's in the house? Your sister-in-law. Your sister is not in the house. So she says from inside that my husband is not here, meaning your brother. He's not here. Now you get angry that I got something to do in the house. What are you not letting me come in the house for? But she now wants to make hijab from her brother-in-law. Because the hadith has reached her. Ayat of Quran has reached her. Where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made it very clear, a girl must make parda from her brother-in-law. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-hammu al-maut. The brother-in-law is like death. Brother-in-law is like death. But in our circles, we got unique circles. I understood it more when I went to India now. Gujarat is the land of deen. What the Gujaratis have done for Islam everywhere is like unique. But I would always hear that Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib would say, it seems the ayat of hijab, it seems somehow those ayat never reach Gujarat. Because they put up the madrasas, they got the best qurra, the best Sheikhul Hadiths. But when this one law came about parda, hijab, I was there. I reached with the driver. I'm my first time going to India, so I don't even know who those people are. But because I'm family. What family? Far family. So the driver stops and he says, Molsap, you can go inside. I say, come with me. He say, no, the masturat are inside. So I say, so how am I supposed to go? He say, you family. Then the old uncle inside, he say, Molsap, ow, Molisa, andar ow. And I'm not coming. He said, no one is here. No one is here, meaning only your sisters, Jaya. All your sisters. I don't even know the uncle properly. They became my sisters. Driver, you stay outside. You're not family. You stay outside. This one is family. Family is brother. Come inside. Oh. I said, oh, no way I'm going inside. I tell the driver, I'm staying with you. Old uncle is screaming, there, come inside. Then the auntie understood. My student went to his gam. So now they learned now that you can't look at everyone. Everyone is not your sister. Now his auntie, there's no parda from his aunt. So his aunt says to him, you don't want to see my daughter-in-law. Only her face. He's like shocked. Please see my daughter-in-law. Tell me how she looks. So, whoa. That night is gone. Book my. I'm staying in this gown. See her face. Your sister in the ending. Your sister. Everyone is your sister. There's no brothers left. No one. Who's going to get married to who? Everyone is your sister. Aisha radiallahu anha was the mother. Forget being the sister. Mother of the believers. And she says, he recognized me because he had seen me before the law of hijab was revealed. Which means after that, not one man ever saw my face. Not one man. So now the sister-in-law wants to make parda. So she says to the brother-in-law, My husband is not here. You come later. Oh, he gets so upset. You're breaking the house. You're breaking the family. What do you think? I'm going to come look at your face. I got work there in the bedroom. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, don't. Because it's not her telling you go away. It's I telling you go away. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا When it is told to you, return. فَرْجِعُوا Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, return. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ That is most pure for you. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ Remember, Allah knows how you behave. You can make excuses with the world, but how you make excuses with Allah? That is one. Lesson number one, law number one. A house that is not your house, don't be so easy going inside. Don't be. I go to a house with a friend, he says, Morana, enter. I say, no, you enter, it's your house. He said, no, you enter first, respect. I say, you enter to make sure mistakenly also there's nothing in the house which I'm not supposed to see. You enter first. It's your house, not my house. It's your house. You can respect me, but respect doesn't mean I enter first. You enter first, your house. Your house. The greatest Sheikh ul Hadith can come. The Sheikh can come. The Muridan is in the house. Hazrat reached early. The husband is not there. Sheikh needs to rest. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says to the Sheikh, you are a very great Sheikh, but you can't enter in this house now. Go rest in the car. Wait for the husband to return, then you go inside. You can't just go inside. She might be your muridan. She might be your student. You might be 60 and she might be 16. You say, I'm such an old man. My heart is clean. This surah came with what an example, Aisha radiallahu anha, to show it got nothing to do with a pure heart and an impure heart. Pure eyes and an impure eyes. It got to do with the decision of Almighty Allah. Law number two. There will be some times where we're entering the open market. Not house. I'm going to the market now. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةً Now you get a house in which no one lives. فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ In which there is some things of benefit for you. Meaning the market. I need to go supermarket. And she also is coming to the supermarket. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, I'm not stopping you from the markets. We can't make it so hard that you have to ask permission. Can I come in the supermarket? Supermarket door is open. But in the supermarket, the chance of seeing a female and a female being seen is very big. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, if there's a need for you to go somewhere and no one lives there, you can go. But wallahu ya'lamu ma tubdun. Remember, Allah knows what you make apparent and what you're hiding. You can't mess around with Allah. I want to go there. Why? There's recently a new cashier. She's at the till. She got a smart face. She's a Syrian girl. Syrian means pure. You can see noor from her nose. So now before this, the husband, whenever his wife told him, you'll go buy some milk, some bread, he said, how many times I must go shop? Now he says, you don't want me to go shop. You don't want me to go shop. Because now he needs to go. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, don't mess with Allah. Allah knows what you make apparent. He knows what you're hiding. He's not going to stop me and you now going in the market. But when going in the market, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And this is how fair Allah is. Allah doesn't address the males only and leave out the females. And Allah doesn't address the females only and leave out the males. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Say to the believing men, يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ When you are going into the open market, I want you to control your gaze. Now, Quran, if you understand words in Quran, it becomes more amazing. Normally, if you want to give a command, O believing men, drop your gaze, you will say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, Ughdud, Ghuddu, drop your gaze, Ghuddu. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, O Nabi of Allah, say to the believers that please drop your gaze. The scholars explain, this Allah was going to indicate it's a matter of shyness. And Allah is not shy of anyone. But sometimes a son did something and the father doesn't know how to tell him, my son, what are you doing? So he tells his ustad, well, you talk to him. Because me as his father, I can't even look at his eye and tell him, my son, what are you doing? This verse is like that, where Allah Ta'ala does not tell the believers, why are you cheating? Why are you looking around? Allah Ta'ala says, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will you tell the believers, don't cheat. Don't cheat. Look after your eye, look after your private part. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ Allah is well aware of what the men are doing. So the men were told, look after your eye. What about the woman? وَقُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَخْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ Then Allah Ta'ala says, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Alim, O people, tell the woman also. That's even more harder. You tell your daughter, O my daughter, why every time you're walking past the shop, I see you looking and peeping? Don't. Like I say, I don't know how to tell my daughter that. He sends somebody else. He says, an apa. You know, I tell my daughter if she wants to get married, she must tell us. Why is she messing around? I saw what she's doing on the computer. I'm too shy to tell her. So some auntie, tell her. If she wants to get married, tell me. I'm ready to get her married. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, say to the girl, she also must watch her eye. But does it stop there? She must only watch her eye. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, no. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, I want you to tell her a second thing. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ Her beauty, she must not expose. Her beauty, she must not expose. The man was told, watch, look after your eye. The woman was told too. You also look after your eye, but I don't want you to expose your beauty except to your husband, to your father, to your son, to your brother, to your brother's son, through your sister's son, in front of other women. Imagine this. This verse goes detailed. Quran normally don't come in detail. That you can show your beauty here, you can show your beauty here, you can show your beauty here, you can show your beauty here. Nothing else. How you mustn't show your beauty? One is your face must not be exposed. Your hands must not be exposed. Your legs must not be exposed. Forget all of that. The Arab woman had a habit. They would wear anklets. So when you walk, make ting, ting, ting. But the leg is covered. وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ Tell them they must not even bang their feet. لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ So that people can become aware of the jewelry which is being hidden. Even that they mustn't do. Meaning even the sounds should not hit people. Forget the look. Immediately the girl will say, our law is like very hard. The man was just told, close your eye. We were told, close the eye. We were told, do not expose beauty. We were told, do not even make beauty heard. Allah Ta'ala said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ That this command that I'm giving is not for a normal person, it's for a believer. Tubu means tawbah, tawbah means return to Allah. Says, O people of Iman, is it not time for you to return back to your Allah? Return back means for years you never do it. When is the time coming where you say, now I'll do it? So law number two. Law number one, do not enter a house which is not yours. No matter how close you are to the woman of that house, you can't enter. Without permission, a man mustn't just enter a house. Law number two, when we go to the open market, the man is told, look after your eye. The woman is told, look after the eye. Do not expose your beauty. Do not make your beauty heard even. Law number three, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ Those that are not married amongst you. Marriageable age. It's your son, it's your daughter. You want them to study and study further and get a diploma and become a doctor a lawyer, a scientist. You want them to reach the moon. After that, you can get married. As though the husband stays on the moon. Allah Ta'ala says, the one who's not married, get them married. The chance of zina of a married person is also there. But it is less. But you put your son in a school where there's girls. And today's time, you put him in front of a computer where there are girls. You put your daughter in front of a phone where there are boys. Where every day someone is saying, follow me. Where there is Snapchat, Twitter, and what else. Where the mother and the father don't even know what and what new avenues are there, but the girl is experimenting. And a pious girl inclines to a pious boy. So if she is muallima, she suddenly sees muallim sending her a message. If she is taliba, studying in the girl's madrasa, she sees the boy studying in the boy's madrasa sending her a message. And when they start talking, what are they talking about? Kitabs. Ibarat. What's the meaning of this hard word? Wow, that's a good explanation. What you come out in class? What you come out in class? Pure things. You read tahajjud. Allah loves tahajjud. I'll wake you up for tahajjud tomorrow. We know boys. When they start talking to girls, when the girl writes the email, she even writes that there's nothing dirty. He encourages me on my deen. He worries about my nafal. Recently, he told me I must wake up for tahajjud. So you start waking up for tahajjud for him. All along, you couldn't make tahajjud for Allah. Now, because he's going to ask you, you're waking up for tahajjud, gee. Very good, my princess. Very good. Allah reward you. Pure talk. Your poor daughter is getting drowned and drowned in sins, or your son. But because you're scared that, no, it's not yet time for them to get married. إِيَّكُونُ فُقَرَى Allah Ta'ala said, if it's a money issue, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ Allah will suffice. Allah will make kindness. Doors will open. And you don't have to make a huge nikah, huge walima. If the money issue is the issue, it's because we made it an issue. You don't even need a house. Aisha radiallahu anha gets married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 3 years later, she moves in with him. 3 years later. Your son can get married. Your daughter can get married. The boy can come to your house. She can go to his house. You don't need to change anything. But don't ever force, especially your daughters. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَىٰ Don't force your young girls into adultery. إِنْ أَرَدْنَ تَحَسُّنًا If they are looking for a fort. Fort means nikah. They're making indication, Mommy, when must a girl get married? Why she asked that question? You think she doesn't know? AI could have told her that. She's asking because she wants the mother to say, what? My daughter is only 17 and she's talking about when does a girl get married. So now the mother becomes a mother. And she goes to her daughter and says, my daughter, Aisha radiallahu anha got married when she was very young. Very young. So there's no age. When the need is there, the time is there, you can get married. Say, oh, okay, mommy, that's nice. So nice. Then the mother says, my daughter, when you think you want to get married? Then the daughter says, I don't know. But I won't mind. Soon as she says that, you know, your daughter needs to get married. That's a mother. What's a mother and a father? One who is ready to save their children, not drown the child. Age means nothing in this game. But who will say it? Allah needed to say it. Because we all too shy. Allah Ta'ala says, your daughter wants a fort to protect herself from zina. Says, don't force her into zina. Don't force her into zina. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ Allah Ta'ala said, so clear are the signs, the ayat that I have sent to you. Is anything not clear about it? May Allah Ta'ala allow us to link with the surah. Umar radiallahu anhu would say, teach your woman the surah. Find your light in the light of Surah Noor. As it goes further, Allah Ta'ala says, because وَمَن لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا The one for Allah, for who Allah has written no light, فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُور. That person will never see the light. Never see the light. You will question every command. You will say, but why? When a man wants to live in darkness, the levels of darkness becomes darker, darker, the darkest. Allah Tabarakta said, some people go in so much of darkness, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, that even if they put their hand in front of them, they can't see it. So dark it is. He says, some people fall in darkness, that even if a beautiful Quran opens up in front of them, and they know this is the command of my Allah, even then they do not see any light in it. They only see darkness. Me and you cannot be like this. We are in the month of Ramadan. We are fasting. We are al-mu'minun. This surah comes for al-mu'minun. O people of Iman, this is a surah revealed by your Allah. وَفَرَضْنَاهَا, and it, we made it hard. Farz means we made Lord laws, stern laws. أَنْزَلْنَاهَا وَفَرَضْنَاهَا, we brought it down on you. We made it lazim, compulsory on you. Allah Tabarakatala doesn't force us into anything to make life hard. Allah Tabarakatala brings laws to make light for all of us. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.